Hey, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, Eric. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Busy day, but good problem to have, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She's sending me some information here. She asked me to go over some pricing, and she's requesting a new in-business credit to make it a little bit more affordable for you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placements work?
Really just need to know what it costs right now to see if it's in my budget.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you the pricing page so you can get a look at it. But these are the numbers without the discounts. So I'll be able to go over the discounts with you. This is just like the traditional pricing structure for the service area that you requested.
Yep.
Okay. But it really depends. We're partnered with Google. We've been in business for 20 years. So our main product is the Google Places placement, especially in this call. That's the main focus. But that's not all we would do for your company. We would basically complete your company's online profile. Just because it helps us yield better results for you when you're on the first page. So, you know, we're not just talking about, like, Google verification, Google business profile, and doing the local optimization for, like, irrigation system installer. But, you know, we want to put you on all the platforms, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you know, Amazon Alexa Voice search results, anything that has a pre-existing relationship with Google already where we're able to submit you to those platforms without any extra charge to us or you. We want to utilize those because we might be able to salvage some job opportunities from them throughout the month.
Yes. So, yeah, that's a huge amount of headaches that I didn't want to deal with, so I'm actually really glad you guys told me.
Yeah, that's usually what most business owners do. When the spot opens up, usually they have it all under one roof, so you don't have like 100 different bills floating around, and then they have a team of professionals that are hosting it for them. So you guys can just focus on the customers and getting good reviews and, you know, managing that pipeline of reoccurring guys with the new guys coming in.
And then do you guys integrate this? I'm building a website right now, so do you guys integrate this with the website I'm building, or how does that work?
Yeah, I did actually verify that. So Tara sent me your domain name. I see it's through Squarespace. We could use that domain and actually build a site on there for you. Like, we could develop all the content.
Well, I'm already doing that. I got my website handled, so I just need you to handle, like, the tech companies, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, easy peasy. We'll just have it attached to all the online listings and kind of direct the customers there, or at least have it there for them as a reference point.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Yeah, we'll hyperlink it to everything, so it'll be presentable to them no matter what platform they're using.
Yeah, so I know the platforms will handle, like, reviews and stuff, but then I want all the information about my company to come from my website, basically.
Yeah, perfect. We're going to interview you, too. Every client gets an interview. We like to customize the campaign to your business model, so we want to make sure we're targeting the right customer, the ideal customer, as well as targeting the right areas, too. So we'll interview you and go over that, and then whatever game plan you want to execute with your website, we'll make sure that it gets handled accordingly. But the most important thing is the first page placement. You know, you can have a $10,000 site. If it doesn't show up at the time people are looking up irrigation system installation or installer, it's not really going to do us any good. Right?
Yeah.
So but and vice versa, if you have the placement with no website, you can still make some money and get some phone calls. So just by having that Google business page up there and being verified and having some reviews. So we'll definitely get it knocked out for you. There's different packages, though, and pricing structures. I don't know if you opened up that pricing page there. There's three different ones.
What pricing page?
Oh,
it
was
texted. Did you guys email me something?
It was texted, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Should have confirmed that before I started going into it.
All right, I'm looking at it.
Okay, so you'll see big numbers initially. These guys are, when you go underneath the Google Partner badge, the ones that say Premier SEO or it says Local Bundle plus Google Ads, those guys are paying for Google ad clicks as well and doing like our Google Guaranteed program. I wouldn't recommend that starting out because you're not even verified and you need to have at least 5 Google reviews in order for us to go ahead and launch a Google Guaranteed campaign for you anyway. So if you keep scrolling down, you'll see Platinum SEO packages, Local Bundle plus Facebook ads, Essential Pro and Platinum. Tara said you tried
Facebook
ads.
A little more. That's a little closer to my price range, $300.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these ones are designed. This is kind of like the introductory program that we like to run, these ones. You know, we get to know you, go month to month, and, you know, formulate a game plan instead of throwing a bunch of money at the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, we formulate a game plan where we know when you're going to invest big, we know exactly what kind of results to expect from it. Right now, your business is in its infancy, so we got to kind of throw a bunch of things at the wall, see what sticks, what works best for you in particular, without breaking the bank, and then obviously we could continue to fine-tune that strategy as we go month by month. But
yeah, right, and if you guys are getting me a bunch of customers, then I'm obviously going to be happy spending more with you.
Exactly, right, and that's the motive in Google making us do, like, usually month-to-month services or smaller contracts, like 3-6 months, because we're not going to get paid for the next subscription if we don't make it work for you. So, like, it's got to work for you in order for us to get paid, right?
Yeah.
So there's different packages, though, depending on what you want to do. We have the Essential, Pro, and Platinum. What I was thinking I could do is put you on the Platinum. That's the most popular, and it has every product and feature that we have to offer. But I was thinking I could reduce the rate on the package down to just the $299 Essential pricing structure as part of that new in business credit. And then that's not just going to be the first month. We would actually lock you in at that rate as a part of your service agreement with us.
Okay, so it would be the Platinum, but for the price of the Essential plan?
Correct. It would just be the $299. And then there's
and
no
what,
other
you
charges.
Lock that in permanently? I don't understand.
Correct.
Where, I mean, I guess,
the
I'm just not understanding how the numbers work for you on that.
Right. Well, the incentive for us and our logic behind it is usually a new business. You know, the average lifespan of these accounts when people get first page placement is 3 years. It's 38 months. So it's like 3 years, 2 months. So even though we're offering month to month, and sure, we might be losing money initially, if we end up establishing a long-term business relationship with you, which we believe it will be, then it'll make sense over time. And then also you could grow into bigger packages, right? The idea
is to get
your foot in the door. First and show you what we can do. But if I'm going, hey, it's $1,000 today, less likely we're going to get your foot in the door, especially if you're a new business. A lot of times new businesses are working with limited funds. So got to kind of...
Right, or the higher cost also makes it more likely I'll just cancel at some point rather than keep going.
That too. Yeah, you want to make sure that the what you're making in return is easily offsettable. You know, you usually want like a 10-to-1 ROI. So it's a lot easier for us to say, you know, let's offset $3,000 versus, hey, let's offset six, right? And then we know he's going to come back. So that's also the logic behind it. Now, you do see in the fine
print. And then
print
I see here it says,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just have a question. It says here 2 month contract required. So that's the it's not like a year contract I'm getting locked in for. It's only a couple months.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's month to month, really.
Sense.
But we do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months. That way we have at least a full month of being able to show you ROI, because there is a little setup period there in the beginning, and that's going to kind of skew the numbers from the first month. So we really want you to evaluate it based on the second month.
Yeah, no, that works.
Mm-hmm. And then with this, too, you'll see there's also that $299 setup fee, right?
Yep. Yeah, so it's $299 right now, and then $299 for every month, including this month.
Well, so the $299 setup fee is supposed to be on top of it for the first month.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like you pay the first month plus the extra $300, and then from there it's just monthly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I get that.
So the initial investment
is $590. Cancel the Angie's List one, but I don't like them anyway.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, if you could do anything with those guys, you'll do great with this. A lot of the leads they get do come from Google, but they resell them to so many people that it makes it extremely difficult. And I know they charge the lead fees whether you get it or not. So oftentimes...
They've already violated the contract with me twice, too. So I'm done with Angie's.
That's no good. Well, with that being said, I didn't know you were doing the Home Advisor by Angie's. I could put in a request here to put you on like a friends and family deal. Obviously, I know we're not friends and family, but I would be willing to do that for you if you've already invested a bunch of money into Home Advisor. Can get your setup fee reduced to just $99. So that way the initial investment's only $398 today instead of $598.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it'll save you quite a bit. I just want to get our foot in the door because I feel like, especially if you're comparing it to HomeAdvisor by Angie's, this will be a long-term marketing solution for you and your business.
So you're saying you're just that much better?
100%. I mean, we've been in business for 20 years. You know, I went to school with the intent to come and work here. You know what I mean? And I know exactly what we do. Originally, I wanted to go work at Google, and then I figured it out later. And I figured it was a great way for me to start other businesses on the side and also understand all the ins and outs of it. But I've seen so many different things come and go. But Google has been the number one way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years consecutively.
Yeah, they kind of have a monopoly on that.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much all their money comes from the business owners that pay to advertise. That's Google's main source, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's advertising. They also own YouTube and Android phones, but again, their main source of income from YouTube is the advertisement. It's the ads. So this is where
right.
Google, this is where Google makes all their money. YouTube makes all their money. It's advertising. All right, so I'm going to create the Google Business profile. Looks like you started working on one already. We just got to finalize the verification. So I'm going to create this, but I'm also looking for any discrepancies or changes as I'm creating this. So I'm just going to walk you through it here. First name, yeah. Last name, it's just Eric.
Eric. Yep.
Okay.
Eric Behan, B-E-H-A-N. Yep.
B-E-H-E-N?
B-E-H-A-N.
A-N, Behan. Okay. And the business email address where I could send you an outline of the agreement and everything in writing?
It's perfectirrigation@hotmail.com. I don't have my email server set up yet.
It's okay. We can help you out with that, too. I run into guys that are like 75 years old sometimes, and they have like these roofing companies that have been around like longer than I've been alive. You know, we make it work for them. I go build them an email and kind of hold their hand through the whole process because they still want to benefit from the advertisement, but they just can't.
Yeah, I know having a Gmail or a Hotmail address makes you look very unprofessional sometimes with the email server set up. That's my next step.
Yeah, well, Google has G Suite, and it'll actually, you can make emails where it's like info@perfectirrigation.com. So even though it's ran through Gmail, it doesn't look like Gmail. It looks like a business one. And then you could add people to it. So it's like Eric@perfectirrigation or one of your employees.
Right, I'll weigh my options on that because I was hoping I'd set up an independent email server. So
okay, yeah, you could do it that way too. But they do have that for businesses. You know, it's convenient. It allows you to have up to 26 different employees or different taglines. And then you can have it all funnel into one email address so you can actually keep track of all the emails. Like, let's say you laid a guy off later, and you could still go in there and still have all that contact and that client base in there. It's pretty useful. How would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, you want to go by appointment
only? Let's do appointment only Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Okay. And it looks like this is where the hang-up was last time, was doing a verification of your address. What's the street address?
I did the whole video for them. They wanted a video of the street address and my business and all my tools and everything. And then at the end of that whole process, they told me that I needed, at no point did they tell me until the very end of the process that I needed like a tax ID number or something.
Mm-hmm. So that was the hang up there.
What's that?
That was the hang up there?
Yeah. Because I don't have the business registered with the state yet. I don't have the money. Like, the address is my home address right now, but like I'm still kind of technically homeless. It's complicated.
I gotcha. So it's not going to prevent us from advertising you, but I am supposed to recommend that you do register the business at some point.
I will as soon as possible. It's just
okay.
You know how bureaucracy is.
Yeah. And it's like money and time and loops. I get it. But there is a verification form that we'll send to you right now. Obviously, fill that out to you the best of your ability, and then the calls are recorded. I'll also coordinate with them. We're actually right across the street from the Google headquarters. So can go over there on foot. What's the street address, though, that they sent the verification letter to originally? Is it this 5 Jones River?
5 Jones River Drive in Kingston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking for discrepancies here. Okay, save. That's good. Confirm. Okay, I'll go ahead and hyperlink this domain name. Website's currently under construction, right? Do you have an ETA on that?
It'll be live by the end of the week.
Okay. All right. So we won't touch your site unless you ask us to. If you want help with it, you just got to provide access to it, and then they can go in there and help you out.
Yeah, no, it's almost done. I just got to button a few things up.
Okay. All right. So I got your account created. We're going to want to interview you just to customize the campaign, make sure we're setting this up properly. Usually client interview, they'll go over keywords, the service area that you cover, you know, and then they'll go over like mission statement, company slogan, things like that. Typically it takes about 30 minutes to complete the client interview appointment, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time today where we could circle back with you and knock it out?
I mean, I'm free right now.
You're free right now?
Just working on the website. So this same idea. I'm getting my business sorted.
Okay. Well, I'll let you put about an hour into that website because the next available appointment we have is going to be between 11 and 12 Pacific Standard. So it's about 58 minutes from now.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call me whenever.
Okay. I'll schedule it right now. It's going to be with a separate department, that's why. So a separate technician from our company will call you and walk you through it. And then we'll send you a reminder prior to the call just to make sure it's still a good time for you. Random question.
You said you were going to send me an email?
A calendar invitation to your email?
Yeah. Did you send that out already?
No. No, I'm literally I'm literally working on it right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're good. It'll come through. Those notifications, they always kind of like pop up usually. But I don't know, it's Hotmail. Usually, I know the Gmails ping you. Okay.
Well, I use Thunderbird for my email client, so.
Okay. All right, there you go. So I just sent a calendar invitation to you for that appointment. It'll be in about 57 minutes, so it should be a pretty quick turnaround. And then that's good, too, because we'll get some information on the website if you're running into any hurdles with getting it launched. All right, save. And then do you want your address hidden on Google, or you want to leave that displayed, the 5 Jones River
Drive? Yeah, because I go to clients' houses, so as long as they know they're in my service area, they don't need to know my – it's because it's not a commercial address.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I'll hide the street address, but it'll still say Kingston, Mass. 02364.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and save. Okay, and we are good. And let me go back here. Phone open. Okay, and real quickly, too, before I publish, is Perfect Irrigation an LLC or incorporated by chance?
No, it's a proprietor with a sole proprietorship.
Okay. All right. All right, let me go into billing here, and then this will be Platinum Package Bundle, just $299, new and business credit. And then for the setup fee, I'm going to reduce it to $99, it's friends and family. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
I got a credit card here.
Okay, now does the card just say Eric Behan, or does it say Perfect Irrigation as well?
Both, it's a business card.
Okay, perfect. I was going to make sure it has the name on it so you could write it off later. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the, or that was PIN verified already?
Well, yep, 5 Jones River Drive.
Okay, same. All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4798.
4798.
5109.
5109.
5073.
5073.
3994.
3994. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
January 30.
January of 2030?
Yep.
Okay, so I make sure I heard that correctly. And then the three-digit security code on the back?
040.
040. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification before I process any kind of transaction with you. This is an added form of protection, and we'll send this to you in writing. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You're on a recorded line here, Eric. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Perfect Irrigation.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Eric Bean, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Perfect Irrigation today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yep.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Can you explain what that means? Like if I'm using...
Yeah, that one's
because I'm going to cancel the Angie's List thing, but there was another one that called me called, I think, Serve Pro or something.
Right. You do want to avoid adding any services that would result in you getting a duplicate online listing or adding any unnecessary expenses. I tried to set you up to where you shouldn't need anything else since it's a platinum bundle, and then you'll have the service agreement and that pricing page there. It's outlining everything that we're doing for you. But we don't want any duplicates or any unnecessary additional expenses for the business. So. Those
all right, so basically, if I'm exploring those options, you just want me to talk to you first, and we can work
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, just double
then.
Check. Yeah, so we can make
yeah,
sure
that
you're not
that.
Duplicating anything. Okay.
Yep.
We're not telling you have to cancel something or that you can't do something. You know, we just don't want duplicates floating
yep.
around. Okay. All right, and then actually, I want to run this by you. So it is saying the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, but they do have these. Because I have you on the friends and family thing, they have these prepay options that are actually even cheaper. You don't have to opt into this. I'm just going to run it by you because I think it'll save you even more money if we do one of these packages. Let me see here. Okay, so they have a 3 month prepay that you could do. The 3 month prepay is $700. Right now you're paying $398, so it's almost like getting the next 2 months for $300. That's like buy
well,
2 months.
$398 for this month, and then it's $299 for the subsequent months, right?
Right. So you'd pay $700 for 2 months, but basically, or $2 shy of it, or a couple bucks shy of it. But if you do the 3 month prepay, you get 3 months for that $700. And then they have a 6 month that you could do for $1,300. And
that's way outside my budget. I think I just got to start with the 1 month for now because until I get money coming in, that 700 is like half my credit limit right now.
Oh, geez. Okay. Let's not do these then. I was going to throw the 12 month.
Yeah, we'll stick with the 1 month.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and just go 398. All right, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 4th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing of $398 for a platinum package bundle. I have reduced the setup fee to just a one-time payment of $99. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the fourth day, but it'll stay in this discounted price of $299. Unless you call me prior to that bill being due, then we could always do like a prepay option. I'll try to prorate it for you, see if I can get you a deal that way. But you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is you let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process your first month's payment here. In your service agreement, it's going to say my site optional. Don't panic when it comes to that since you already have your own domain. I just kind of threw that in there in case you need help with your website at some point down the line. They're not going to try to charge you anything extra or, you know, just part of that friends and family deal. So in your service agreement, it'll say things pertaining to my site or a custom website design. All the fees and charges are waived on it. It's not something you're paying for, but just as a heads up so you don't panic there thinking we're going to build you another website or mess with your website without your consent.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And I just like to leave that already in the agreement, so that way if it does pop up, they could just go in and help you and not have to try to charge you anymore. Normally the Platinum package comes with it anyway, so. Go ahead and save.
Yeah, but I'd rather handle all the website stuff myself.
Right. I understand that. But you never know. Things change, or maybe you run into something that you need help with. I don't want them to go, hey, well, it's not in your service agreement, so, you know, I don't want to see it stuck there. Sometimes the discrepancies on the site can really slow things down off the site, you know? So definitely want to make sure we can help you. All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this clears, you're going to receive an outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. You'll have to sign off on that. You'll have the Google verification form. I know where you're at already with the verification and the not having the registration right now. Totally fine. Fill this out to the best of your ability. I'm also going to relay to them that you intend to get the registration as soon as possible. Or you can even hold off until you get the registration and then submit this form. That's also an option too. Let me send you my direct number and extension here in case we got to jump through some hurdles together. And you'll also get a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. We do have an app that you'll be able to download to help you oversee everything, Eric, but I also want to advise you if you ever feel stuck or you need help, just call in, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay. We got a whole team of people here. We got about 450 people that work at this company. They're all Google certified, and we're right across the street from Google Building 1 here in Irvine, Orange County, California. All right, so... you should be getting some text messages here. I sent my number, and then you should also be getting the three messages. These are also going to be emailed to your Hotmail that you gave me, so you'll have it there as well.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, assuming everything goes according to plan with the messages coming through, we do have a client interview scheduled here in about 45 minutes, so I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. I know you got some work to do on that website, so I'll let you get to that. But look out for our phone call. We're gonna reach out to you here.
Did you need me to do anything with that first email you sent?
There is an outline.
Just letting me know.
It's also in your text too. So there is an outline of the agreement called your terms. You want to sign off on that, and then also fill out the Google verification form at your earliest convenience. Sometimes it takes.
Oh no,
three
I meant
days.
The first one you sent, where the you've invited me to an interview, local Splash.
Oh,
you need me
no,
to
you're
that
fine.
Just a notification?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a notification. Sometimes guys schedule it like later in the day or the next day, so we like to have that reminder in there. But for you, it's 45 minutes. We'll be on the phone with you
in
no time. Okay. All right, Eric. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Look out for our phone call here. We'll be touching base with you shortly. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, rest assured, you have my direct line, and we have 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to call, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're very welcome.
I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is John. I'm the director here. It's actually Jonathan. Well, that's my middle name. So you'll see some things. It's Jazz Juan.
What do you want me to call you is all I need to know.
Yeah. My full name is Jazwan Jonathan Hill, but everybody calls me John.
All right, I'll go with John.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
Don't call me out of name. All right, you're welcome. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.